B'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Achad Asr, the 11th Perek in the Halachas of Machos Asurus, in the laws of forbidden food items in the Rambam Sefer Kedusha, which continued on the theme of the previous Perek, which the Rambam segued from in the first 9 chapters, where he spoke about that of the prohibited animated elements, which is that of animals and so on. And then in the last Perek, he opened up regarding the Isra of Tzmicha, things that grow from the ground. And that Rambam continues regarding, in this chapter, regarding the laws of Yayin Nesach, which relates to the grape juice, the wine of that idolatry pours for idolatrous purposes, and also that of Stam Yenim, how that applies to the law of a generic wine from a Gentile. And the Rambam begins Halacha Alf. Says Yayin shenisnasich l'avodizar, wine that was poured for idolatry, asabana, that's forbidden to have any benefit from it, and v'hashesim imen kosher, and someone drinks from it even just a little bit, he's going to biblically get lashed with, actually, there's 2 sets of lashes. The Rambam says elsewhere in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, one le'sobetev al-beisech, and one for le'yidbek b'yotchem m'mumim and acherim. But he's going to get biblical lashes, even for a minute amount. I was going to shortly explain. V'chein o'ichel kosher mitikrovitz Avodah Zarah, so if he eats just a little bit amount of that which is sacrificed for idolatry, mibasa, mipeiros, whether it be from meat or from produce, afilo mayim v'melech, and even if it's water or salt, if he eats just a little bit, he's going to get lashes. Why? Because the pasuk in Devarim, because the fats of their sacrifice they're going to eat, yishtu yein sachem, you see, they're going to drink the wine of their libations, yukumu b'goyim, they're going to get up, etc. So you see that included in, and this is what the Rambam is trying to bring from this pasuk, included in the Issa Avodah Zarah of Takrevis Avodah Zarah includes also the Yayin Nesach, the wine that they pour. Now, halacha beis, says the Rambam, yayin shenisnasach lo, so the wine, as we saw in the pasuk we just brought, the wine that's poured for the avodah zarah, kizavach shakavla, it's like the sacrifice that they bring for the idol. Now, v'kivin she'isazem mishum avodah zarah, who sins this prohibition, is because, including the category of the isra avodah zarah by idolatry, ain lo shir, that's why there's no measurement. We always say kizayis, here we're saying just a kolshu. No, kishnem avodah zarah, it says uniquely avodah zarah, b'liyidbak b'yotcha ma'umim menachem. It should not be attached to your hand anything from that which is prohibited, that of avodah zarah, and therefore it's even a kolshu. Now, halacha gimel, the Rambam continues regarding the halacha of stam yenam of a Gentile. As the Rambam explains, halacha gimel, Yain ha-goy, yes, stem means that unspecified. Yain ha-goy, if regarding the wine of a Gentile, she'en on a yoydinim nisnasach or nisnasach. We don't know if it was poured for the libations of the idolatry or not. But who nikah, that's what's called, stam yainam, generic wine from a Gentile. Asa b'hanok, ma yayin sh'nisnasach, it's forbidden to even have benefit from it, like the wine that was poured for idolatrous purposes because of the stringency of Avodah Zarah, the sages made it like bona fide Yayin Nesach, which is poured to Avodah Zarah, which is biblically forbidden. And the Devas Megzer, aside from who, this is from the decrees of the sages. Now, Vashayis Mistam Yein Revias, here, unlike that of the regular Yayin Nesach, because actually, as we're going to shortly explain, this actually was not because of Avodah Zarah per se, but really because of the concern of intermarriage. So, we're only given a shear, if someone drinks from the Stam Yein, that of a Revias, again, it's only rabbinic law as it is, and they gave a minimum of a revias that then one would get rabbinic lashes. Now, halacha dal, b'chol yayin sh'yigabo ha'goy, so any wine that the Gentile touches, which it's more of like a shaking, hareza asr, so that wine is forbidden, shem anosach ha'goy, because maybe he poured it for the purposes of his idol, shem achshav ha'goy l'vayt zara, and it doesn't make a difference, even if it's not his own wine, the intention of a Gentile is for his idol, and he would do it even not in front of his idol. Halamatos, he learned from this, she'en yisol she'nogu b'hagoy, even if a Jewish wine, if the Gentile touched it, din l'kistam yenim, as halacha, like the generic wine of a Gentile, shuas b'no, which we always presume that he did something with it for his idol, which would be forbidden to even have benefit from it. Now halacha, hey, the Ram, however, qualified, says, goy she'nogu b'yayin she'loy b'kavanam, let's say Gentile touched the wine unintentionally, he didn't realize even when he was touching. V'chein tin goy she'nogu b'yayin, or a little child who touched a Gentile that touched the wine, asa b'shtiyah, it's going to be forbidden to drink, and the reason for this is because to distance one from sin, of this Isra of Yayin Nesach, but a mutman, it's going to be permitted to have benefit, because most definitely he did not do Nesach, because he doesn't have intention, whether because he's too young, or because he just didn't realize what he's touching. Now, halakech avadim la'goy, if someone buys slaves from Gentiles, umal u'betavlim yad, and they were circumcised, they were immediately immersed in the mikvah, they don't do nisach for avodah zarah, and therefore the yain shenagu b'mut b'shtiyah, the wine that they touch is going to be permitted to drink. Even though they didn't start acting yet with the customs of the Jewish people, and they didn't stop saying the name of the idols, but once they already made as Jewish slaves, they already stop the libations for that by the Zara, and therefore it's going to be permitted to have benefit of it. Now, halacha vav, b'nei hashvachas hagoyis, the sons of the Gentile maidservants, shenol de b'shul Yisrael, which they were born in the Jewish domain, in the Jewish household, umalu v'adayin lo tavlu, and they were circumcised, but they yet weren't immersed in the mikvah. So hagadoyim oisin hayankish, so the older ones, the older sons, they're going to make it forbidden the wine when they touch it. But the minors, they're not going to make it forbidden when they touch it. Halacha zayin, gir toshav, a related category, that of the what's called the resident alien, meaning he's not a gir tzedek, where he converted to Judaism, but neither is he like a regular guy, because b'hu, he's an individual, shekibul of shevet mitzvahs, he accepted the seven Noahide laws, like we explained this already, in Hilchas Asur Biyah and Perek Yudah Halacha Zayin. So he's not doing Avodah Zarah, which is one of the shevet mitzvahs b'nei Nayach. So yeinei asa b'shtei, still his wine is forbidden to drink, but amud b'anot permitted to have benefit from it. Now, what's the discrepancy? The reason is, because the first gezerah on the Gentiles' wine was because of their daughters, to prevent intermarriage, that was only on drinking. Now, that would include the Ger Tosher, because he's also not Jewish. But regarding the prohibition of having benefit from the Stam Yayin, which that was a later Jewish court that made that decree, that was because of a concern of Nisach, of that maybe he poured it as libations, which that has an Isra No. Oh, that was only a decree by those who worship idolatry, as the Ram concludes, and therefore that's the reason for the discrepancy where the Gezer of the Shtiyah applies to the Ger Tosher, but the Isra of Hana does not apply to the Ger Tosher. Now, because of this unique category of the Ger Toshev, you could place in wine by him in his store for just a little bit amount of time, amount of time it takes to walk a mill. And the reason for that is because since he doesn't worship idols, so he's not going to touch it and try to do nisach with it, and also he's not going to leave it for another Gentile to touch it because he doesn't gain anything from that. But the imafkin etzlayin, you cannot deposit wine by him in his house for a long period of time because he might end up wanting your wine and mix it up with his wine, and that his wine is forbidden to drink, as we said. Now, a small amount of time in the store, that we're not concerned. But again, so that's why imiyachet, it's like you can keep it by him a little bit, but you can't deposit it by him the wine, which have different concerns. Nitzach he's not going to do, but he might switch it, and you might have his prohibited wine. And mechein kol goy sheina avodazar. Truth is not just the ger toshav. Any Gentile who does not worship idolatry could go in elo hachmeim like the Arabs. Yinim asa b'shtiyah. Their wine, you're not a drink again because that isra does apply to them. But no, but their wine would be permitted to have benefit. And mechein haru kol goyim. So all the goyim ruled like this. But those who worship idolatry, stam yinim asa b'no. In general, their wine is going to be forbidden to have benefit. Now, Allah Ches, said the Ram, whenever we mention in this topic of this Yayin Nesach, that the wine is forbidden, if this Gentile, that the wine became forbidden because of him, was someone who worshipped idolatry, so when we say that it's forbidden, we mean forbidden to even have benefit from it, because again, of that concern of he did Favet Zar. It doesn't worship idolatry, and then we mean it's only forbidden because they're drinking, that's the other gzera of intermarriage. Whenever we just mention unspecified a Gentile, we mean that which worships idolatry. Now the Rambam in Halacha Tes qualifies what type of wine is included in this Isser of Yayin Nesach. So says the Rambam, Emes Nasich Labayd Zara, they don't pour libations for their idols, only the wine which is fit to be sacrificed on the Mizbech, on the altar in the base of Mikdash. Because of this, when the Rabbanan made this Gezer on the generic wine of a Gentile, and they also said that any wine that the Gentile even moves is going to be forbidden to have benefit. The gzeir was only a wine which is fit to do the nisach hayayin on the mizbech. Oh, the figure therefore, yayin mevushel shel yisrael shenogeg by a goy, cooked wine of a Jew which the Gentile touched, in us is not forbidden because that's not the wine that's appropriate for a nisach on the mizbech. You can even drink it with the Gentile in one cup. There's no problem. But diluted wine, and wine that started to ferment, but it's still possible to drink. If you touch it, that after the fact is valid for the mizbech, and even that would be forbidden. Halacha yud, hayru goyni hamarv, the goyim of the West, they ruled that if it got mixed into Jewish wine, the matvash, a little honey, a matzar, a little yeast, since that's not fit for the mizbech, that's like cooked wine, like a sheikh or like beer. And bein masnasach, and never they don't pour it for libation. Again, therefore you're allowed to drink that with the Gentile. Now the Rambam moves on again regarding the wine. Now, for when is it considered as wine to be included in this system? which applies to the vat, to the wine press. As Rambam says, Lo Chayilav, Me'imus Ha'yasa Yain Hagoy. When, from what point does the wine of a Gentile start becoming forbidden? As grapes are not forbidden, when does it start becoming forbidden? So it's Mishayidrich, as when they start pressing, V'imashchayayin, the wine starts dripping out, starts oozing out, and Afa Pichalayir Labar, even if it didn't go down to the pit to the cistern yet, Eladayin Hubagas, it's still in the press, but once the grape juice started oozing out, that's awesome, that's already forbidden as Tam Yenim. Now, the thinker, therefore, in Derchen Nimagoy Bagas, you cannot press the grapes with a Gentile in the wine press. Maybe he's going to touch it with his hand and do it intentionally to make the pouring of the wine, of the grape juice, which already then it could be forbidden. And Vafalah Yukavas, and even if he was bound, which he can't touch with his hands, that's still forbidden because of the concern of a case when he might not be bound, which then he would make it forbidden even by no. And moreover, Ve'in Loikhim Emen Agas Druchi, you cannot purchase from the Gentile a pressed vat, which the wine already started oozing, and even though the wine still mixed in with the wine, with the peels of the grapes and with the seeds, but the bar didn't go down to the cistern, it doesn't make a difference. Since it was already pressed and starting to ooze, so then you can't purchase from the Gentile because it already became forbidden because of Yayin Nesach. Halacha Yud Beis. Now, let's say the Gentile was pressing the grapes for the wine to come out. But again, he didn't touch it with his hands. And the Jew is standing over him, watching him that he doesn't touch it with his hands. And only the Yisrael who shekunas b'chav, it's only the Jew who went and gathered the wine into the barrels. So harei ze asa b'shti, so that's only going to be forbidden to drink, but it's not going to be forbidden to have benefit, again, because the Jew is making sure that he didn't do the nisuch on the yain. Halacha yud gimel. Hachaymit shal goy, regarding the vinegar of a Gentile, so asa b'hano, that's actually forbidden to have benefit. Why vinegar? Nishanasa yain, nesuch, koin shiachmet, because he already did his libations with this grape, with this wine, which ferments and becomes vinegar. He already did the libations on it before it was vinegar. Now, Goysha Yaderis and Nav Mechavis. If there was a Gentile who was pressing grapes in the barrel, Ava Pishayan Savagabiyadim, even though you see the wine like floating on top of his hands because he's pressing down the grapes in the barrel, in Chayshim Shemiyan Nesach, there is no concern of suspecting Yain Nesach because it's not the norm to do a libation like that by pressing grapes in the barrel. Now, let's say the Gentile was eating from the baskets, which they would bring the grapes to the wine press, and he was eating from those grapes. And he left over like a saw or two saw of those grapes. And then when he was finished, he threw the rest into the vat. Although that the wine is spraying on the rest of the grapes there in the vat, again, for the same reason, that does not make yain nesach, because that's not the normal way of doing nesach yain. Although it's technically he's spraying wine, that's not how someone does it, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that that's qualified as the yain that he's doing nesach v'avay dazar. Now, look at Dad Ram continues regarding the absorption of this iser of the grapes and of the vessels. It says Ram, look at Dad Hakartzanim, the seeds, vazagin, and the peel shall go of the Gentile. Asurim koshnei masachaydish. They're forbidden for all 12 months, meaning because at that point they're still moist, and this is what was had the absorptions of the yayin nesach. Ulachishnei masachaydish kvayavshana. After 12 months, it already dried out. For the nishabem lachluchas, and there's no more moisture anymore, not having the yayin that was pressed out from it that had touched it, and umutar machil and different. Then it's permitted to eat those grape seeds and those grape peels. And mechim shemam shal yayin, so too the sediments, the dregs of the wine, sheyav shalach, shnei mezachaj, were dried out after 12 months. Mutram, they permitted, shaharei le'nishamem reich yayin, there's no more even a trace, a scent of wine. Vrem ka'avah ka'adam, it's like earth, it's like dust, and therefore that's going to be permitted. Now, halachat ezvav, says Ram, noydis ha'goyim, let's say the flasks of the wine flasks of the Gentiles, the kankeim and their jugs, shechnis mem ha'goyim yayin, that the Gentiles keep their wine in over there, so aslit matechin yayin, and I'll put Jewish wine in over there, kosher wine, until you let it get old for 12 months, which then, after that amount of time, then you don't have any more those tastes. Or you put it back into the fire, until the pitch that's on those jugs get loose, heated up. Or, in general, even if it's a vessel that's not pitched, but you heat up the amount of time that had it been pitched, the pitch would become loose. Or option number three, either 12 months, or you heat it up that the pitch would become soft. Or you put water inside these flasks for 3 days of 24-hour periods, where umachlev mayim acherim, and that you spill out the water and you put in other waters, komeis leis, every 24 hours, shalosh pam b'shalosh yom, three times in the 3 days, that are three different options how to, so to speak, kasher these yayin nesach flasks or jugs. And this is Bin Shoy Yekim Shalem, whether this was originally, this is the Gentiles' vessels, Bin Shoy Shoy Yisrael, or whether even if it's the Jews' vessels, but Vesholo Loisim, Vechnisim Mem Yenim, and he lent it to the Gentiles, and they used it to gather the wines. Now, Vimnasin Latechim Yain, Kodim Shetar Oisim, let's say a Jew put in his wine before he purified it in one of these three different ways, Rezos Beshe, then one's not allowed to drink that wine because of the absorbed taste from the forbidden Yain Nesach flask. Now, halacha tazan, however, you are allowed to put into those flasks beer, because the beer nullifies the taste of the wine, oitzir, or brine, or murius, or the oil, the fats of fish, miyad, right away. That doesn't need any purification process. Moreover, you also allowed to put wine in those flasks, after they put in specifically the brine or the fish fats, because shamel siphon, the salt that's inside of them, burns out that forbidden absorptions of the wine that's in the flask, and now it's like, so to speak, kashers it to put in the Jewish wine. Halacha yedzayin. Halakech kelim chadashim. Some purchases, so to speak, new vessels, she'enim mezupasim, which are not pitched, doesn't have pitch, which is a certain type of element, it's not pitched, and he purchased these new vessels min hagoy from the Gentile. So, you're allowed to put in your wine that you bought from the flask maker from the Gentile right away. And that is, you don't have to be concerned that maybe the Gentile had put in yayin nesach over there. Now, if it was pitched, then medicham. Then you have to wash it out. You don't have to do the changing of the waters for three times or 3 days, because even if the Gentile had put in yayin nesach, he didn't put it there to keep, because or else it wouldn't look new. And so therefore it's enough just to wash it out, but and this is even though it looks new, you still got to wash it out. So too, a vessel that was yayin nesach was put into it, but it was not put there to keep there permanently, similar to what we're concerned for this pitched vessel. Going, for example, a vessel that's used to draw wine with, or a funnel, okay, it's about things similar to that. You just shake it with water, and that's going to be sufficient to now go ahead and use it for your wine. And halacha yitches b'chein koy shel cheres, so to an earthenware cup, that the Gentile drank his wine, he drank from, so also lishes, but you're not allowed to drink from that. Now, hidicha pam rishayna, ushniya shlish, but if you wash it out once, twice, and three times, then what then is permitted, shakvar hochot satsucha hayan shabay, because any droplets of wine, any drops of wine that's inside of it, was already washed out with the three times of washing. Now, buhu, this is shahayu mitzuba ba'avar, that it was glazed with lead, kedech shayitzin, listen, like those pottery makers, as they do, where these earthenware cups, they glaze it with lead. Oishayu mitzubas, always pitched. Avashal cheres, but if it's just plain earthenware, without any glazing, without any pitch, then it has to be washed out only one time because it absorbs more if it was coated with lead or if it's pitched from that if it wasn't. And then again, if it was just plain earthenware, you don't have to do the three times. It's enough to wash it out one time and that's sufficient. Now, halacha yitess. Says the Rambam, now, klicheres hashurim, regarding the earthenware vessels that are smooth and very much plated with this lead, ba'avar with lead, says the Rambam, shenishtam shebem b'yayin nesach, they were utilized for yayin nesach. So it depends. Im hayu levanim, if they were white, ayadumim, or red, or shcharim, or black, which are certain different elements that they make this earthenware with, then mutarim, then it's permitted, like we said, just to wash it out. But im hayu rukim, if it was the green type, asurin, they're forbidden, because that type of earthenware, they shame boilim, because they absorb, and therefore it gets very much absorbed inside of it. Now, moreover, v'miyesh behem makam agula shalcheres. Let's say there was a place of the earthenware which has cracks inside the earthenware. So, bein levanim, whether it's white, bein yirukim, whether it's the green type, here asurim, it's going to be forbidden, even if you wash it out many times, it's not going to help. And rather, you're going to have to do the other options, like we said, of either filling it up and emptying it out every 24 hours for 3 days, or to leave it for 12 months. And the reason is, again, they shouldn't boil them because these are very absorbent. Now, the Yerali says the Rambam, it seems to me, she'ina davar, ela b'shekonzi b'mlekim, but only if the Gentile had used it to keep the, there was like, keep the wine there for a long time. But if they didn't put it in there to keep it for a long time, rather it was just put in temporarily, medichim umutam that you could wash out, it's permitted. But filim shalcheres, even though it's earthenware, even though it's very absorbent, again, it didn't say that for a long time, and therefore it does not require those extreme measures of leaving it, let's say, for 12 months or one of the other types. And the Rambam continues halacha chaf regarding the prohibitions that apply to the wine press and its utensils. It says Rambam gas shel even. A wine press made out of stone, or b'shaleis, or made out of wood, shadach ben hagoy, so that and the gentile used to press his wine. Oy, or in other case, gashal evan, the wine press made out of stone specifically, shezipsa hagoy, that the gentile had pitched that vat, and what we're talking about over here is that it's the problem with pitch is that it's normative to put in the wine press a little bit of wine. Because that gets rid of the smoky smell of the pitch. So even though he didn't press in that vat, so no problem about the wine that he put in over there that he pressed, but it's the problem of the wine that he put into the pitch. So then medichon, so then what you do is you have to wash it out to remove some of the droplets of the wine that's on the pitch. And again, that's specifically by the wine press made out of stone that was pitched. That's enough to wash it out. But actually that of wood, if he pitched it, even though he didn't press the grapes over there, you actually would have to peel away the pitch because of the absorbed taste of the wine, as Rambam is going to explain in the next halacha. Here we're talking about made out of stone. So you wash it out b'mayim b'eifa arba pamim. You wash it out with water and with ashes four times, meaning two times water, two times ashes. And then you could press your grapes inside of that. Now, if it had some moisture in it, then actually makta me'eifa l'mayim. Then what you do is you first do the ashes, then the water. You do ashes, water, ash, and water. But v'mlav. But if not, if it wasn't moist, then makta mamayim, then you do the water first, do water, ashes, water, and ashes. Halacha faf. Now, let's say, gas shel evan, a wine press of stone, mizufefes, that was pitched, where even though stone, which is less absorbent, but it still absorbs a lot, if the Gentile had shedarach bahagoy, that the Gentile had pressed his grapes in over there, oy gas shel eid zafusa, or the wine press that's the vat is made out of wood, and it was pitched, there it's a problematic, even if the Gentile had not pressed his wine, again, like we said, because in the pitch itself, he put some wine. So again, it's always required, it's one step more lenient by that of the stoneware. So in those two cases, whether by the stone that he had pressed and it was pitched, or by the wooden where he didn't even press anything, but it was pitched, by the wooden one, you have to peel away the pitch. Now, but v'mishna shnei masachayis. But let's say he was left to get old; it wasn't used for 12 months. Or there was water that was poured in and out for 3 days every 24 hours. Then in the tzarich liklef, that enough would be helpful, and one does not have to peel away the pitch, as Rambam explains. The halachas of the vat should not be more severe than that of jugs, because by jugs you keep it in there for a long time. By vats, you don't leave it in there that long. And we didn't say that you have to peel away the pitch. Only if you want to permit it right away without leaving it for a long time or doing the 3-day procedure. But those would obviously be effective if it's effective even for that of the jugs. Halacha base. Gas shel cheres. Now, regarding the vat made out of earthenware. So here, alpha pitcher called about zevis, even if you peel away the pitch, asad lijach by miyad. You now let it go immediately. Go ahead and press your grapes in the vat that you purchased from the Gentile, until you first heat up with fire, until the pitch gets heated up, which, unlike what the Ravid asks, what the Ram means to say is, meaning, until you heat up the amount that, if there was pitch, that it would get heated up and get softened, that's how much you have to heat up that vat. Or, you left it for 12 months, or you put in the water for the 3-day procedure as we spoke about, then like we explained in Halacha Tezvav. Halach of Gimel, Mishamer shel Yayin shel Goy, a filter of wine from a Gentile. So, Emaisa shel Seir, if it was made out of here, so then Medicha, then you just wash it out because here is not absorbent. Mishamba, and you can use it to filter your wine. Now, Emaisa shel Tzemer was made out of wool, which does absorb a little bit. Then Medicha b'mayim v'eifa arba pam, then you wash it out with water and with ashes four times, as we explained. Umedicha, or as the Gir says, Manicha, then you wash it, or meaning then you leave it achetinagim until it dries up. And Mishamba, then you can use it to filter. Now, v'mahoisa shel shesh, it was made out of flax, which is more absorbent, then miyashin shnei masachot, you have to leave it for 12 months. Now, v'mish b'm kshom, if they're knots, matirim, then you have to untie them and then dry them because the wine gets absorbed in the knots. And v'chein klei chalev, so too vessels made out of reeds, v'hutzim, and that of the bast that's wrapped around the date, the palm trees, who creates them, and similar things. mikfifis from the wicker woven baskets, shadurch mem yayin, which they press the wine in them, if they were tied with ropes, so if they were sewn, stitched with ropes, so in the medichim, you washed them out. Now, and again, we're saying what's more and more severe, just like we said in the first half of the halacha, so similar regarding these, that they would press the grapes with them. But let's say it's really tightly compressed one into the other. So then, so then it's not just like large ropes that it was tied with. It's they're knotted, they're not knotted, but they're very tight, very stuck one in the other. So and then you wash it out with ashes and water four times. And then you dry it, and then you could use them. Now, if it was sewn with linen, so then you have to go ahead and leave it for 12 months. And if it has knots, again, we said matirim, then you untie them and then you dry them like we said before. Halacha of dal, klei hagas, the different utensils of a vat, shadarch bem hagoye nesach, that the Gentile had used to use for his idolatrous wine. How could a Jew purify them? And that now he could use it to press his grapes. So you have different elements. You have a dapim, you have the boards, which is like a door, which is put onto the grapes to press them. Vadoshim, which seemingly is going like the way Tosafot explains, is that of these bowls made out of clay, which are used to weigh down on the grapes in the vat to crush them. Or vahalolovim, which are these palm fronds, which is like a broom, which is used to either gather the grapes together that had dispersed or to clean up the vat. So those things, medichim, is enough just to wash them off with water. Now, ha-kolin, which are these types of nets, which are used to keep together all around the grapes when you're pressing them. Shel nesarim, that are made out of wood, v'shel bitzputz, made out of canvas. So then, menagvam, you have to dry those, you have to dry those things with water and with ashes. Now, shel shipam, which is a type of a grass that grows in the water, v'shel gemi, or from bulrushes, similar type of entity. Miyashim shem mezachet, you have to let it get old for 12 months. Now, v'mratzel tam miyab, but let's say he wants it purified right away, he needs it for this season. So magilim b'reischem, he could do hagala, he could burn them up, he could heat them up in boiling hot water. And now, oicholtim b'meizesim, either he could scald them, which is sealing it in the juice of olives. Oy menichem tachatzin, what you could do is, you could put it beneath a pipe, shemimam b'kalchim, when the water is pouring. Oy b'mayin, or similarly, or in the spring, shemimam b'reitfim, when the water is rushing. And you leave it there, shteim asashayis, for 12 hours. And then, again, either one of those, either by sealing it in the olive oil, in that juice, or putting it beneath the water that's rushing. So that's that. Then that's going to be permitted. Now, in Halacha Chafei, the Rambam continues regarding the trustworthiness regarding this issue that we're talking about of Yayin Nesach. So, Bizman Chayse Eretz Yisrael Kulid Yisrael. When the land of Israel was totally for the Jewish people, the people would purchase wine from any Jewish person. You didn't have to be in suspicion. But in Adavert Yisrael, you would not purchase only from a person that was already presumed to be upstanding in the laws of kosher food. Now, in today's times, you can't purchase wine anywhere. Only a person that has a reputation of keeping kosher. So to meat, vagvina, and cheese, vachatichas, dog, shem, basimon, and piece of fish that doesn't have an identifying feature, K'mishran, like explained in Paragim and Paragas, it has to have a chazaka of kasher, as a presumption that, a certification that we know that it's kasher. Now, lacha chavav, hamsarech etel balbais, someone's a guest by a homeowner, b'chamakum, b'chazman, any place or any time, and he's a guest. V'hevi lo yayin, basar, gvina, vachatichas, dog, and they bring him wine or meat or cheese or a piece of fish, here's a mutter, it's going to be permitted. He doesn't have to ask regarding the kashrus of this food item. Even though he doesn't recognize the host, he just knows that he's a Jew. Now, but he has a presumption that he does not keep kosher, or that this thing is not kosher, or that he's not precise regarding these things, then he can't be a guest by that host. And if he did violate this law and he is a guest by this person, He cannot eat the meat. He cannot drink the wine based on what his host is telling him. A trustworthy person testifies that the food that he's serving is kosher.